belief that the weekend is upon her with all its promise of fun and entertainment. But not this little girl. She is in no hurry to get home. She is doing her best to make the journey last as long as she can. As she turns the corner into her own street, she starts to feel a familiar dread. It is Friday once again, and the weekend is here. There will be no picnics for her this weekend. No friends to stay. No trips to the zoo or the beach. No visiting Granny or watching films at the pictures. But there will be a party. Oh yes, there will be a party. Chapter 1. I am about 10 when it starts. Mum is still living with us at this point. We live in a tiny terraced house in a suburb of North London. The house is scruffy and has tattered wallpaper. We only have a little television set and no telephone. The carpet on the lounge floor is stained and has bare patches. In some places the floorboards show through. We don't have a proper garden, just a backyard full of old ladders and tins of paint. But this first little house is the happy house. The few good memories I have from childhood are all from my time here. I don't mind one bit that the house is small and tatty. I don't care that my bedroom is so tiny it is hardly bigger than a cupboard. Children never care about those sorts of things. It's my home, simple as that. My dad works at a factory. He drives a forklift truck, which is a very dangerous job, but Dad doesn't belong at the factory. He always tells me that he could have been a scientist or a doctor or something, could have gone to university and got a degree if he had had the chance. But university is only for rich, stuck-up, posh people and not for working-class men like him, he tells me. Dad is a bit fat, and when he wears a t-shirt, his hairy belly hangs over the top of his trousers. His trousers always fall down at the back, and when he bends over, you can see the top of his bum crack. He's very hairy and even has black hair at the tops of his shoulders and on his back. His hair is black, and he has it cut really short all over. He looks quite scary when he has first had it cut, but it's nice to touch. Sometimes I like to sit on his lap and run my hand across the back of his head, stroking his hair like cat fur. My mum is a nurse at the casualty department of the hospital in town. She is very kind and clever, too. But Dad always tells me she's not as clever as him, even though she has a master's degree. I remember her laughing a lot when I was small, but these days she seems to be sad most of the time. She gets into a lot of arguments with Dad, and he often loses his temper with her. When she gets upset, she picks bits of skin off her lip and licks them over and over. They go really red, and sometimes a line of blood appears where she has picked too much. Mum is very, very skinny. She likes to wear long skirts and flat shoes. She only has tiny boobs, and when she bends over, she looks like a blade of grass or a straw bending in the middle. Everything about Mum is long. She has a long nose and long, straggly blonde hair. Sometimes I think she looks a bit like a witch, but a nice witch. I don't have any brothers or sisters, and I don't really mind that. One time Mum told me she was having a baby, and that I was going to have a brother or a sister. But she never ended up having the baby. When I asked her about it, she told me that some little babies aren't meant to be born, and that this one had gone now. There were a lot of arguments when I thought Mum was having a baby. Mum often has to work funny hours, doing shift work. Sometimes she works all day or all night. I'm often left alone to look after myself, and I have to let myself into the house through the back door after school. I don't need my own key because nobody locks their back door. I never have a babysitter or childminder, but I can go to Mrs. Watt's house next door if I need anything. Sometimes I go and watch TV in her house until Mum and Dad get home. But mostly I prefer to be in my own room. I'm not bothered by it. I'm so used to being alone after school, and to be honest, I quite like it. I can't run in the back garden because it's too small, but I can skip out there and play elastic. At school, we play in groups of three, with two girls holding the elastic round their legs, while the third girl has her turn jumping over it. When I'm playing on my own, I pass the big loop of elastic around the backs of two kitchen chairs. I say a rhyme as I jump. England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, inside, outside, inside, on. You have to land with your feet on the two strips of elastic as you say the last word. One Friday after school, I return home to find